the whole broadcasting media journalism, whatever we want to call it, started probably 5-6 years ago with Brian and I. We kept throwing things off of each other, and with all his hard work, basically, he found the funding and the means to make it possible for us. And the reason why we wanted to do it is because with today's technology, we figured this is a better way to get what we want out to the students. Okay, they're used to watching YouTube, they're used to texting, they're used to Instagram, whatever the current fad is. Okay, so we thought that this would be a great way to do it. Although we don't call our particular classes broadcast media, broadcast journalism, what we do is we try to focus on the students' opportunity to learn how to make quality segments to put a story together and to put one final broadcast together. For the past 4 weeks, we've taught the students the necessary ingredients of equipment, shot selection, sequence, composition, sound bites, interviewing, lighting, and finally editing the clips. This week was the first week now they've actually got their assignments for their first broadcast, so now they're starting to put together their stories. It's not going to be a broadcast that's going to read the announcements every day or tell the sports scores, because we all know those by now. Okay, they're going to be, it's basically for students by students. And so they're going to focus in on different types of stories that students encounter and what's happening. To help the whole process along, we had those five girls in the back, they're kind of standing around there. They went to a broadcasting camp at Moorhead State, and they had the opportunity to work with professionals in the field. They got a lot of hands-on experience. In the meantime, Mrs. Wagner and I went to Springfield for a 6-day workshop with an award-winning broadcasting. That was very beneficial to us, so we're kind of learning the same thing. And we've brought it back to our students. Right now, the biggest challenge we have is I have 20 kids in my class. Mrs. Wagner has 15, and there's lots of questions trying to focus in on it. But and we have 50 minutes to do it every day. The kids are excited, we're excited. Hopefully, we live up to the hype. And then we have the other group, and then Mrs. Wager's doing, you want to tell them what you're doing in your class?
Sure.
Along with this.
Come up.
I actually have like 3 classes during that hour, and Mrs. Belkin has the class. And so together we're teaching 4 different subjects to 35 different kids. And so some of the kids would rather be in Mrs. Belkin's class for this media business. But they took multimedia last year. So they're in my journalism class, but we funnel like 5 or 6 of them over to do more video type of material. And the first year students I'm taking in Journalism 1, we're focusing on writing, and we hope to be a Facebook page with student writing, along with, we're going to begin with a Twitter feed that is encouraging, motivational, and highliner true.
Intertwined with this, one thing that Ms. Belke had said is the professional part of things, and the opportunity the students had to be able to go to Moorhead and get that experience, but you guys as well going down to Missouri, you know, and understand as well some of the limited capacity that you guys have relative to what you're learning and trying to do. So back in August, we had a conversation, Mr. Kriegel and I did, with some folks down at KOBC. And the conversation centered around how we could go about learning from professionals that we have right here in Valley City. It only made sense, and so I would like to turn it over, I guess, at this time as well, if I could, to Todd and your guys' crew, and maybe just talk a little bit about, from your guys' end, what things would look like potentially with the broadcast journalism class that we have.
As far as our pledge, we are always looking for great people to be involved and to have that, to create new content, whether it's, you know, having them be part of our broadcasts to learn an actual broadcast that goes, you know, through the radio, through streaming, however we can be involved. I think it's great for the students to learn, but on the selfish end of it, it's great for us because we look at it as these are the people who are going to make the difference in our business tomorrow. And so they get hands-on, they can do exactly what they need to, they can learn from, you know, seasoned experts, journalism with Steve, sportscasting, you know, management, the whole thing. I guess the next step that I would see is, you know, see where you're at, and you've listed some of your goals, and to help whatever we can do to achieve those goals, but also identifying opportunities outside of those goals that work with what you want to accomplish as a group. And for our end of it, if we need to designate a portion of our newsdakota.com where all the stories that you post, so they can click the VCHS tab and they're all there, anybody can find them anywhere, we can do that. I guess in short, our commitment is whatever we can do, we will do to help this project, because A, I think it's a great project, and I want to hear what they have to say. Just some of the meetings that we attended earlier and just listening to the ideas, I mean, it's fantastic. And there's things we want to get involved
in. It would give a lot of these kids a jump start in their career, and even going to a college where they do have radio stations or broadcast abilities, that would be awesome.
I'd like to look at, you know, putting a podcast together so they can listen to it. I know you're doing video already, but also look at the audio part of it. And we can house all that any place, really. I mean, it's... But there's so many options out there, and we'd like to start looking at some geo, you know, Snapchat type things where there's special promotions and you only get them at certain spots, and just, you know, there's so much we could do and really set the bar high.
I know, I'm speaking for the broadcasters in the room. If we would have had this chance years ago,
yeah.
Oh man, what an opportunity. I mean, we didn't get it started until whenever, a lot of us out of college, but you know, if we would have had this opportunity in high school, it would have been just tremendous.